The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and so grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. That is the message, Alive and Well, Fanatic Organics that we are. And we have an incredible place over there where you get all of these wonderful formulas, organic, arranged, beautiful protein products, you name it. It's all there, wonderful, terrific prices, and organic, and there for you, along with, what can we say, the broth. Cafe, broad spectrum broth, magnificent restaurant.
We can
there.
Say broth.
And broad spectrum broth.
Okay.
It covers a whole lot of wondrous bases there. Organic foods and delicious tastes, delicious choices, whatever your choice. Vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you love wild fish, you love organic meats, you love wild, you know, the chickens, etc. It's all there for you. At the beautiful, magnificent Broth Cafe at Alive and Well.
And what
so
about
delicious.
Those organic farmers who are always showing up at the door with fresh produce?
Every
what
single
about
day.
All of that?
Yes, we have we are so grateful, and really, I can't begin to express the gratitude we have for our affiliation with the magnificent local organic Maui farmers. Every day that fresh organic produce is brought in to be used at the Broth Cafe, but also high concentration juices that are done, all those vegetable juices, etc., and so forth, all done there at Alive and Well for you, and only in the glass, not in the plastic. And all those vegetables are incorporated into whatever the dish they are using.
Amen,
right there.
Amen, sister.
Isn't that? And can you talk about... You love to speak about, the thing that always was enchanting to me my whole life. I thought of the top of the Himalayas. I thought of the top mountain streams. Can you talk about the water that we use?
About the water from the mountain streams?
Yes, talk about
cascading
that.
Down,
yes.
Beautiful, misty water.
Yes.
About the purity and the right, the dancing molecules of it.
Dancing molecules.
Yeah.
Learn something, Dennis. Start dancing like the molecules.
I'm not drinking enough water.
Well, it's not just the waters cascading down the mountain streams and the rocks.
I tried to cascade
a little bit.
I try. I really try.
No, you don't
yes,
try.
I do. That's
one area in which Gary has worked very hard to make you try in a lot of areas, but he hasn't succeeded that way.
My molecules are screaming out, dance, Dennis, dance.
Monocule is screaming out for you to dance
Monocule.
A little bit, Dan. Monocule. That's me, in case anybody didn't know. Talk about the molecules
vortex,
or the vortex.
Talk about the vortex. It's called vortex.
All right.
Fresh spring water right at your tap, right at your little glass jug, whatever your five-gallon jug, whatever it might be. But whenever you come to Alive and Well to get the ultra-light water purification system, it is tap water is passed under the ultraviolet light, destroying harmful bacteria and virus. And its activated carbon filtering system is effectively removes 99.9999% of the chlorine, the odor, the dirt, the mercury, the bad taste, the pesticides, the herbicides, the sediment particles, the heavy metals, and the lead, while retaining essential minerals and salts, and they are dancing.
They're dancing. Okay. Those free hydrogen bonds and the free electrons in the water that have been proven since the first... since Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1938 for the realization that a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, you know, was hardly hit with any disease. And cancer can't even live in that type of environment.
And you know something else?
Yes.
That people aren't aware, you know, you breathe and you get oxygen, right? Right? Are you with me?
Yes,
hello.
Can you breathe? That's right. You breathe and you okay. get out. That's right, exactly
yeah, but
right.
But also, what about your hydrogen assimilation?
Hydrogen assimilation.
When you get hydrogen with the oxygen, ooh. What do you get? What do you get? What do you get? You get vortex water.
The H2O.
Hydrogen,
the true H2O.
And oxygen, okay.
That is magnificent.
And we need hydrogen or we wouldn't have water.
That's right. And that is magnificent. And what a world of difference it makes since that was incorporated into Alive and Well. I feel such a difference in my own life. I don't touch any other water. I never cook with any other water. And the plants thrive in that, too.
They do.
I see that. You know, they thrive in that. So it's really little house plants that I love to put that in because I never could have a house plant thrive. Now they thrive. That's really terrific. You know, let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off doctor's area. But we love and appreciate the wonderful holistic doctors or the doctors in clinical trials that have brought this information out, and we love to share that information with you. That's what's so important.
This is information that is not promulgated, pushed, and promoted by the drug cartel. These are natural results of holistic, if you will, holistic nutrients, holistic lifestyle. Getting back to Hippocrates, good old hippie Hippocrates. Right.
Let the father food, of modern medicine. Go
let
ahead.
Food be your medicine.
Yay.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, the food of Hippocrates' age was more fuller of, if pardon the expression, more full or fuller of nutrients than it is today.
That's right.
Do you realize, say, holistic physicians and even food scientists, that when you shop the inner aisles of a supermarket, all the processed foods and all the are loaded with chemicals and colorings and flavorings and conditioners, everything that reduces the nutrient content by 90% bite for bite.
That's right.
Hippocrates never had to put up with that. He'd go out and pick some vegetables out of his garden.
That
was the difference. His food had nutrients. Well, the food of today, the mass marketing food of today does not have the nutrient content.
No.
Therefore, holistic physicians say, use nutrient supplementation.
That's exactly.
Because when you provide your body the raw materials, the body responds in an amazing way.
Yes.
It starts to behave like it's alive.
Right. And you know, it's amazing because you can hardly ever turn on the television besides the drug commercials that are so toxic, without seeing all of these class action lawsuits against the weed spray killers, you know, so many of them, and how many cancers they cause and how many toxic and fatal diseases. And here we are talking about stressing, and what we do at Alive and Well, what we stress is organically raised food. That's what we use at Alive and Well, organically raised food. That's what we squeeze in the juices, organically, without the chemicals and the toxins and the pesticides that cause the terrible diseases.
I couldn't have said it better.
Really?
No.
You're giving me that credit today?
For sure.
Oh, my gosh. We just slipped away from male dominance right now for a moment or two. Okay, that was kind of nice. I like that.
Yeah, you like that.
I felt like a butterfly ready to fly.
Don't get too heady, because male dominance does prevail.
Oh, dear. Gary, you never know when to shut off the mic. Gary, come on. Okay, here we go. This is the big news. We're sharing the news, not our conclusion. We're sharing the clinical trials and the news with you. This is the medical news here reporting. On the rise in children, this is the title of their article, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease,
okay.
NAFLD, non-alcoholic, in children.
How does a child, God knows how, of what young age, how does a child develop liver disease?
That's right. And this is we're going to be reading their report right now. Share it with you, dear. And here's what the specialists say. Once considered mainly an adult disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease has taken a striking turn as a risk for children and adolescents.
Got that.
Children and adolescents. A silent disease that affects one of the body's most powerful organs is quickly gaining traction in children worldwide. Once an adult-specific condition, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD, is afflicting children and young adults. NAFLD affects 10% of children in the general population and 36% of children with obesity, and it's on the rise, according to a medical analysis conducted for the Washington Post. The rate of NAFLD has more than doubled in children up to the age of 17. That's younger than 17 since 2017. More than doubled.
Good Lord,
the condition has profound implications that could set children up to face cirrhosis, that's scarring of the liver, and end-stage liver disease by the time they enter adulthood.
Can you get
Due to the rise in cases of children and alcohol not being any contributing factor in adults, the term metabolic dysfunction-associated liver disease, MAFLD, has become the replacement moniker for NAFLD introduced in 2020. The rate of metabolic dysfunction liver disease in children has doubled over the past 20 years and continuing to grow, to spiral, highlighting that disease is not specific to alcohol consumption. As the prevalence of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD, grows in children, so does the medical research. A recent medical study published in Clinical Nutrition highlighted in November 2023 found that children with fatty liver disease attributed to metabolic dysfunction showed significant differences in their gut microbiome compared to those without sign of liver disease, showing that the abundance and diversity of gut microbiota may be one contributor to fatty liver disease in children and adults. Can you start at the top, kid?
They go on. What is non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is the big question. What is it? Well, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is a condition of too much fat in the liver cells. Do you get that by eating fat? Fat buildup can be due to overconsumption of carbohydrates and sweets, not fats.
Says the doctors.
Of course. This is all quoted from doctors.
That's right. Okay.
The liver's inability to metabolize fats and sugar-laden carbohydrates. Lifestyle factors such as poor diet, sedentary behavior, obesity are the most common contributors to this fat buildup. When excess fat leads to inflammation and scarring of the liver, it is known as non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. The stages of liver damage due to this accumulation of fat can eventually progress from to cirrhosis of the liver.
That's scarring, and the scarring of the liver tissue. Yes, go ahead.
And ultimately, liver failure. Not all people with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease will develop end-stage liver disease, but they are at a higher risk for other serious health issues such as heart disease and metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes. Risk factors of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in children. Children with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease are often asymptomatic, which poses a problem as early intervention is critical in preventing the serious complications from non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in children. However, there are certain signs and risk factors parents and medical professionals can keep an eye on for help to prevent the development and progression of the disease. Taking appropriate measures to identify these risk factors and to detect non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in children is of paramount importance.
Right.
Subsequent lifestyle changes can then be implemented to circumvent the need for a liver transplant later in life.
Gosh,
can you imagine?
No, I can't.
By the time
imagine.
A kid is 15, 16 years
and
old.
And younger than that, even little children, they were saying.
8.
Yes, that's what they were saying.
And they
even started right out, the medical researchers started right out by highlighting the thing of eating those carbohydrates and sugars and sweetened drinks and things like that and garbage that you see on the commercials all the time on television.
And the chemicals and food colorings
that's
and conditioners
right.
And all the other
poison,
crap they put
poison,
in the food.
Poison.
Okay. The liver has to clean all that out. How do you circumvent the need for a liver transplant later in life? Well, read on. Okay, word for word, folks, we don't embellish this at all. There are strong contributors to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in children, including a diet high in sugar.
There you go.
And negative saturated fats, a sedentary lifestyle, insulin resistance, and obesity, and type 2 diabetes, and a family history of the disease.
That's right. Now, can you stop one second?
Sure.
Because I know I came from that. All of my background had diabetes. All of the families did. And that thing that they were saying in metabolic syndrome has to do with a pre-diabetic condition, and always that is connected with the terrible sugars. And then you always really point out, Den, and I think it's such an important effect. There are good fats and there are bad fats.
For sure.
Those omega-6s from soy, cotton seed, corn, canola, all those oils are toxic. Where there are healthy oils and healthy fats, those are the toxic.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The inflammatory oils.
Yes.
The omega-6, okay?
That's right.
Seed oils are omega-6 inflammatory.
Exactly.
Okay? The omega-3 fatty acids from fish and other natural sources reduce inflammation, okay?
Yes.
And inflammation, as we've said, from other sources ad nauseum, inflammation is the source, the very start of all disease emanates from chronic inflammation.
But who ever heard of NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver, in little children?
That's right.
Kid, before they're even teenagers.
That's right.
Little children.
That's right.
So we have a responsibility, and when you were talking about the bad fats, what comes into my mind, too, is you can't even see a cooking show without them showing these breaded garbage things in deep fat fried, pouring them into the
there
big vats of screamingly high toxic fats. And
French fries,
like that.
French deep fat fried anything,
yes, right.
Or even skillet fried anything in a vegetable oil,
yes, right.
Which the government espouses. Use vegetable oil because you don't want to eat animal fats because animal fats will give you cholesterol and you're going to get heart disease and you're going to die. Okay, well, that science doesn't support that one little bit.
Go ahead.
Going over the article. An unhealthy diet, including sugary beverages
there.
And fast food, is believed to be the prominent contributing factor in non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in children.
Say the doctors, you're quoting
that. That's right. That's
right.
Go
ahead.
Children consume large amounts of sweetened beverages, including fruit juices. Who could imagine the fruit juice
That's
is going
right.
to be a problem?
That's right.
Well, here's the problem with fruit juice is the fruits, no. The fruit juice, yes. Because why? It takes about 3 oranges to make a glass of orange juice. But that gives you how much the sugar from 3 oranges instead of eating an orange. And you're getting sugar from 3 oranges.
One glass, an 8-ounce glass, this has been written up even in the Hawaiian news. The rate, an 8-ounce glass of squeezed fruit juice, even unsweetened, is 16 teaspoons of sugar.
There you go.
Equivalent of that kind of thing. Okay?
Amazing.
16 teaspoons. The world of difference between that and the vegetable juices, organic, that you and I drink every day.
And eating fruit.
A small amount, a modest amount.
Yes. Eat
right.
an apple, eat a pear, eat a half a banana, okay? But those as a source of fruit. But blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, those are excellent sources of natural sugars.
In a smaller amount
of
and
course.
High antioxidants.
That's it.
In a modest amount.
Well, going on with the article says, children consume large amounts of sweetened beverages, including fruit juices, and have a higher intake of ultra-processed foods than many adults. The most significant identifiable risk factor in children is obesity. The later the onset of obesity in childhood, the more likely the child will have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in adulthood and its associated conditions. A National Health and Nutrition Examination survey, published in 2021, found that nearly 20% of children and adolescents in the United States are obese. 20%, one out of five.
That's right. Because of the terrible disease choices and the pushing of those foods.
And 16%, they say, are considered overweight. According to a medical study published in Diabetes Care in 2023, the rate of type 2 diabetes, a comorbidity.
And that's
of
death. Yeah, go ahead.
A comorbidity of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in people under 20 years of age is projected to grow by close to 700% in the United States.
Wait, can we?
Seven times more in the future.
And the death cause and the destruction and all of those things caused by these things with those foods and on every commercial. And, oh, it's quick and it's easy. And the parents throw those, you know, fast food things. You used to say a sentence all the time. I love that. I don't know how you got that word. Whiz bangs, chee-chee-da, but that whole long line of the terrible choices that we make on those foods, et cetera. Because it's easy. It's easy.
That's right. And it's
quick. Well, it's easy to kill with them, too.
And your kids love it. Oh, they treat your children to poison.
Go ahead, do that. And like your father said, and I always quote him on that, there's no such thing as a little bit of poison.
That's right.
He told me that.
Good old dad.
Yes, he was great on that.
When it comes to excess weight and obesity in children, says the article, the distribution of fat in the body is more indicative of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease than the number on the scale. Children at a normal weight but carrying excess fat in their belly are at a higher risk of developing non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
Yes, can I see? That's really the definition for that metabolic syndrome. The showing that those sugars are being raised is usually manifested that way in all different ages where the weight kind of gets concentrated in that particular
area. But along with the weight goes a compromised immune capability.
Exactly.
Okay? Along with the inflammation caused by the sugars and the vegetable oils is an inability to fight off virus and bacteria and yeast and fungus and mold and all the different pathogens. So what do you do? Well, you give your kids another vaccine. And we know the vaccine stories from way back.
You know, it's amazing because what I always keep going back to are the doctor's reports and the books that they wrote all the time. And, you know, when you're doing things like the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, you're destroying the liver's function.
Absolutely.
To be able to help you in a zillion ways. And in a book, Liver Health and Detoxification, by the doctors here listed, Terry Lemon and Lexi Locke.
Let me say this. The liver designed to protect you.
Yeah, that's right.
To cleanse, to detox.
That's right.
But the excess amounts of sugars and inflammatory oils.
That's right.
The liver is overwhelmed.
Toxic things like that. And these doctors start their book by saying, this is only a partial list of crucial liver functions. Helps your body use nutrients and necessary nutrients that they list down, breaks down, balances, and creates nutrients in the body for survival, activates the immune system to clear bacteria, viruses, and pathogens, and produces bile, which breaks down and helps the body absorb fats and vitamins. And removes toxins, clears pathogens, bacteria, virus, fungi from the bloodstream, clears heavy metals from the body, clears pesticides, insecticides, chemicals, clears alcohol, drugs, and medications, metabolizes proteins, activates enzymes. It just on and on regulates hormone, insulin, sex hormones, thyroid hormones, aldosterone, balances cortisol, cholesterol levels, helps blood clot normally, regulates, goes on and on, all the important functions of the liver. So destroy it. What we learned in nutrition years and years and years ago was deliver the liver. Deliver the liver.
I love
Don't
that.
Destroy the liver.
I love
and there
that.
You go. That's destruction with those fast foods.
That'll do it. Inflammation caused by all the toxic elements, okay?
That's right.
And the major toxic element is sugar. That's refined exactly right. Carbohydrates and seed inflammatory oils, okay? Safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, all those different pure golden vegetable oils create inflammation.
Right.
And that destroys the very essence of nutrition, of feeding the cells. It creates fire in the microscopic level of every function in your body.
Do you know what I love, Dan? What I love is, and it really puts me back in the theater and the things that we learned in the theater as we were actors and met as actors, you know? And what I love in the theater is how they taught us about being a star players.
And you've never let down on that.
No, I've tried.
No.
The star player.
You're always center stage.
You love to interrupt, don't you? He's out there having the light shine on him. Okay, here we go. So here was the thing about being a star player, they said. They would teach us at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts and when we were, and all of that, was they would say, the star player never is just good for one thing, never just does one thing. The star player has a myriad of talents, a myriad of wonderful things that star player can do. So always think of that multifaceted ability that the star player had. And here is what I consider a prime nutrient, as so many of them are, but this is a prime nutrient. As a star player, you think of this in one aspect, but it has a multitude of benefits.
But the star player also has the support of every other cast member. But the star player also can hit the high note.
High note.
Can hit the important part.
Well, they used to say that I couldn't really hit high notes. Well, they said, you don't have a register to hit high notes. But then I learned how to...
What, is that your Judy Holliday impersonation? Is that what you're doing?
I don't know, but it kind of got me right there. And here is that article right here about vitamin D3 deficiency linked to higher risk of early onset dementia.
Yep.
So you think about vitamin D3 and building the bones and the wonderful things like that. Also, it's well known for helping the autoimmune system and even had the vitamin D3 council about how it helped the body fight cancer and a whole host of other things like that. But this is vitamin D, and this is very important. And here's the doctor reporting on this one. Forgetfulness and confusion, once considered normal signs of aging, are affecting more adults at the peak of their careers. Rates of early onset dementia and Alzheimer's disease among Americans younger than 65 have inexplicably, that means unknowingly, doubled. Did you hear this? Between 2013 and 2017, doubled
in four years.
According to data from the, and this is underlined, Blue Cross Blue Shield, a health insurance provider.
Wow.
Doubled. More than doubled.
Not exactly a health nut organization, right?
Now, new medical research identifies vitamin D3 deficiency as one of the adjustable lifestyle factors that drive up, deficiency drives up a person's early dementia risk. If you have the deficiency, you get a higher risk of that dementia.
And you know what? The Vitamin D3 Research Council of Physicians says that 80% of the U.S. population is deficient in vitamin D3.
Right. Low vitamin D3 levels and early cognitive, that's brain decline, shows a simple daily supplement would help the fight against this baffling rise. Approximately 35% of all adults in the U.S. are seriously vitamin D3 deficient.
Well, it goes beyond that.
And this is the largest study of its kind medically. The average age of someone between 30 and 64 years old living with young onset dementia or Alzheimer's is 49, with women being disproportionately affected compared to men. According to the BCBS.
You can't believe everything you read.
This large-scale medical study, listen where it was published, in the Journal of the American Medical Association Neurology.
Yeah.
This is the large-scale, okay? Journal of the American Medical Association Neurology. That's the name.
I get it.
Identified lifestyle and health risk factors associated with early onset dementia. Now, you have to hear this. The study analyzed information from over 356,000 people. younger than 65, whose data were in the United Kingdom Biobank, a large-scale medical database and research initiative in the United Kingdom between 2006 and 2010. I'll give this to you in a second. This is the largest and most robust study of its kind ever conducted, say the doctors. Dr. David Llewellyn of the University of Exeter said this in a press statement about the largest study of its kind, okay? Can you read from here in the next page?
Can I read?
You can read it, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just a kid.
Give me that.
Yeah, you're just a kid, okay?
Something I want to interject here, if I can.
Yes, please.
The recommended daily allowance, which
ridiculous.
Is the governmental bureaucracy of some sort, they determine how much is really recommended, what you should do in way of nutrition. For instance, 1.3 milligrams of a B vitamin. That's all you really need, folks. Don't get excited about vitamins because you only need this amount. This amount. Well, generally 400 units a day is considered a good vitamin D3 supplementation. That's all you really need.
Boo, 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 boo.
Well, consider this.
Boo, boo, boo.
Holistic physicians have been curing cancer for years with 40,000 units of vitamin D3 on a daily basis. What? But that's toxic, say the doctors.
Never.
That's toxic.
Never.
You're going to get vitamin D3 poisoning.
Bull.
Well, tell that to the people who are cancer-free. Anyhow, getting back to the article, vitamin D3 reduced dementia risk by 40%. Here we go.
Wow.
Word for word.
Did you hear that?
I heard it.
Oh, gosh.
Previous epidemiological studies have also linked vitamin D3 deficiency with an increased risk of dementia. Claire Sexton, Senior Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach of the Alzheimer's Association, said those words and told the Epoch Times news source.
This is the doctors reporting here. That's not us. Okay? You hear that?
One relevant study published in the Alzheimer's Association's journal, Alzheimer's and Dementia, Diagnosis, Assessment, and Disease Monitoring, that's the title of the article, compared dementia onset between people who took vitamin D3 supplements versus those who did not take vitamin D3 supplements. The study included 12,388 Americans without a dementia diagnosis at the start, at the baseline, with an average age of 71. Well, the supplementation with vitamin D3 provided greater protection for women, though it reduced dementia risk in both sexes. That's reduced dementia risk. Let me turn the page.
Yes, that's right. I mean, my gosh, isn't that incredible?
Yep.
Another, what a star player.
The miracles of
miracle.
The miracles of holistic nutrition without the toxicities,
that's
without
right.
the chemicals,
only
without
benefit,
the colorings.
Benefit, benefit, benefit.
Okay. Goes on to say, interestingly, the study found vitamin D3 seemed to offer more benefit if people supplemented it before there were signs of cognitive problems.
Yeah, don't wait to go. Don't wait for your brain to go.
That's
okay?
Right.
And don't take medications. I can't take you off, but that they cause dementia as a black box warning, like the statin drugs.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead.
And then again, picking up with the article, overall, The medical researchers associated vitamin D3 supplementation with a 40% lower incidence of dementia compared to those who had no supplementation.
Can you just stop for a second? Those who took the vitamin D3 had a 40% lower risk of dementia.
Nearly half.
That's
nearly
right.
Half.
And that's the even young people that were getting it by 49 or even earlier. Okay?
That's right. That's right.
All of that relative to that one magnificent supplement, vitamin D3, not the synthetic D2, the natural wild. Okay.
And other articles go on to say how the rate of dementia is increasing in the younger age group.
That's right.
All right? It used to be people 80 years old. Yeah, okay. They're just getting old and decrepit. They're going to have some of this and they're going to have some of that.
Boom.
Now it's 70, now it's 60, now it's 50, now it's 40.
That's
and
right.
And with dementia just increasing along the way. But you know what? Nutrition doesn't help. The drug companies say nutrition
right.
doesn't help.
Liars, 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 liars.
That's how they make
Go
their
ahead.
Living.
Yes.
Okay.
Why does that not surprise me? Go ahead. Okay.
I just finished the article, honey.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, you know what happens at the end of a show?
Well, we
what
go
happens?
To the,
wait.
We go to the store. And we
no,
do
shush. I'm talking about the star player did this magnificent thing. The audience is incredulous. They can't believe the gorgeous thing that this star player on the stage
You're talking
did.
About yourself again.
Now, wait a second. I'm talking about D3.
Okay.
And it does all of this, and all the music is going on all around it, and bravos are shrieking out, and D3 takes this enormous bow, but humbly bow.
Of course.
And everybody goes, bravo! So go on. Say bravo for D3 and
bravo
applaud.
For D3.
Yeah, Gary's doing it. You do it. Go on. Bravo.
I love it. I love it.
All right. There you go.
I take it every day.
Okay. So, of course, I do too. Okay. You know, this is hard, but I think it's important to touch on this. Dr. Mercola, wonderful doctor, incredible, reporting on this, and this is just clinical trials, okay? Increasing rates of medical mistakes and misdiagnoses.
Oh,
this
boy.
This is a report done January 30th, 2024. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And this is the highlights. In the U.S., an estimated 795,000 people become permanently disabled or die every year due to misdiagnosis by physicians. Among patients transferred to a hospital ICU or who died in the hospital, a missed or delayed diagnosis took place in 23% of cases, and the errors caused temporary or permanent harm or death.
Nearly one in four.
And here's how he highlighted it with all the clinic. This is him, his highlighting. Medical errors remain a leading cause of death in the United States, where an estimated 795,000 people become permanently disabled or die every year due to this misdiagnosis. And they go on, describing diagnostic errors as the, quote, most under-resourced public health crisis we face, quote, medical researchers with Johns Hopkins School of Medicine said the public is largely unaware of the full scope of medical misdiagnosis, wrong diagnosis is what that means in the U.S., and they're saying this.
Johns Hopkins, that's a major medical center.
That's right. A review of nearly 300 medical studies, by the U.S., that's the United States Department of Health and Human Services Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, found that a startling number of patients who visit U.S. emergency rooms get incorrect diagnoses. And then they go on. And then they say here, a study of 2,428 patients who were transferred to a hospital ICU or died in the hospital also revealed, quote, diagnostic errors were common, harmful, and had underlying causes which can be used to design future interventions. A missed or delayed diagnosis took place in 23% of cases, goes on and on.
One in four.
And then they go here, speaking with the Harvard Gazette, the study author, Dr. Jeffrey Schnipper, M.D., explained. This is what the doctor is saying. We know diagnostic errors are dangerous, and hospitals are obviously interested in reducing their frequency. But it's much harder to do this when we don't know what's causing these errors or what their direct impact is on individual patients, okay? And it just goes on. I would like you to, I'm going to pass this on to you right over here, dear. Could you read the final summation that they have over here, please? Okay? All right? Read that summation.
Here it goes, folks.
Go
word
ahead.
For word. We don't embellish these things at all.
No.
Folks, this is right from the horse's mouths. Okay, let me get these papers straightened
out. Yes, okay, you're good.
Okay, here it is. It's an ongoing issue that continues to be widely overlooked. In 2016, Johns Hopkins patient safety experts, led by Dr. Martin Makary, calculated that more than 250,000 patients died each year from medical errors, the article disappeared.
Okay.
let me just pick
right
it up
ahead.
Here, okay?
Go right ahead, yes.
But 250,000 patients died every year from medical mistakes.
Yes.
In 2022, the World Health Organization announced that unsafe care by medical professionals and hospitals results in a horrifying 2.6 million deaths each year worldwide. with at least 250,000 of those deaths in the United States alone.
Okay. So.
And in July 2022, the National Institutes of Health updated their library on medical errors, saying the number could be as high as 440,000 and possibly even more because of lack of reporting. Of course, they wouldn't want to they wouldn't want to report their own mistake, so they obfuscate. Anyway, making it the third leading cause of death. It's just phenomenal. And other articles go on to say that, do we get the real information? Do we really get the real information from what happened during the COVID disaster?
No, we don't. No.
It's still hidden. There's so many articles which we could present to you, which prove that it's all the information, the incredibly information that's available, which is definitely obfuscated by the World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease Control, the Food and Drug Administration, and the individual drug companies themselves.
And here, you know, Dr. Mercola, and I applaud him so much because, again, he says it's not my opinion. He always says I'm reporting only from the clinical trials. Here we're talking about how dangerous and destructive this process is and the misdiagnoses.
Sure.
Why don't they diagnose it the correct thing based on true clinical trials?
Oh.
And here's Dr. Mercola saying, and he's reporting here, this nutrient can cut tumor growth by 67%. This is his report.
But they're not taught about nutrition. They're only taught about drugs.
And here's the one he's dealing with. Data presented at the experimental biology meeting showed that super pure fish oil omega-3 fatty acids cut tumor growth by 67%.
Get it? My good God.
But the omega-6 fats accelerate tumor growth. That's what you were talking about.
And where do we
the
get
toxic,
omega?
Just like you, the cottonseed, the canola, the corn, the soy, all of those toxic ones.
Right.
And here's Dr. Mercola, love you guy, and your and just the research and the clinical trials.
But before you do that, let me just say this. It's the omega-6 oils that are added in all of the food processing procedures.
That's exactly right.
If you buy a processed food package, ready to eat, whatever it is, deep fat fried, it's always in an omega-6 fat.
And that's just what Dr. Mercola says right there. You must talk to him before we do the show. Is that
well, what we have a very personal relationship.
Okay.
Yes.
And here he goes. Past medical research has demonstrated an unbalanced intake of omega-6 fats, commonly found in vegetable oils and processed foods, promote the growth of cancer cells. Research shows, says he, adequate levels of super pure omega-3 fish oils have a positive impact on viral infections, and a combination, he said, of taking vitamin D3 and the super pure omega-3s can help prevent all autoimmune diseases.
Oh, mama,
listen,
mama.
Listen.
Good
and research
Lord.
From Harvard Medical School's Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, this is huge, all capitalized, demonstrated that omega-3 fats in purest fish oils reduce tumor growth by 67%. Look at the big medical background.
And how
for
often
that.
Is that recommended?
And here we go here, and never. And here he goes. But they do make this huge point here. He has a whole big article about the healthy fats versus and those mega effect, the omega-6 fatty acids, processed foods, corn oil, sunflower oil, safflower oil. He's talking about how terrible they are. The omega-6 fats, he says, and he gives the clinical trials, tripled in the last years with the introduction of vegetable oil. Researchers have now found that when you do the omega-3s and you get rid of the omega-6, it has a tremendous impact on the prevention and treatment of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes here. The super pure omega-3 fatty acids, the research was presented as early as April 4th, 2022 at the annual Experimental Biology capitalized meeting in Philadelphia. It showed that omega-3 fatty acids from the fish oils promote the cancer-fighting activities of immunotherapy and anti-inflammatory
cancer
therapy.
Fighting.
That's right.
Okay.
Immunotherapy prompts the immune system to attack cancer cells. Isn't this amazing? He goes on, and he says more and more about what that does. And here, And I want to make sure to give you some of this to read. I know it's a little confusing. Combination of D3 and super pure fish oils help prevent autoimmune disease and all the clinical trials. Vitamin D3 and Medifi have things in common, not at least of which is they play important roles in cardiovascular health, and most who are deficient in one are deficient in the other. This sparked the VITAL study, V-I-T-A-L, ongoing study in which medical researchers are studying the effect of these dietary supplements on the risk of cardiovascular disease or cancer in many thousands of men and women.
It's vitamin D3 and the super pure omega-3 fish oils.
That's right, exactly.
Just those two alone make an immense impression. A correction of negative health development in your body.
That's right. And, you know, it goes on that this combination deficiency has a negative effect on your immune system. The medical data published in the British Medical Journal showed that supplementing with the D3 and omega-3s lowers your risk of developing any autoimmune disease, such as psoriasis, thyroid disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and the researchers were from the Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School, and data from the VITAL trial. Oh, right. And amazing, they said, participants who took both the super pure omega-3 supplement and vitamin D3 decreased their risk of all autoimmune disease by 39%.
Can you understand that? Can you grasp that? Nearly half, 39% to 40%, reduced just by those two vital nutrients.
That's right.
Elimination of the junk.
And the omega-6,
all the industrial strength chemicals they put into your food, and they give you only the inflammatory seed oils, the safflower, the soy, the corn, the canola, the sesame, the peanut oils. All those are inflammatory. They create fire. Fire on a molecular level is just as destructive as one patient, as I was explaining this to in the store the other day. One woman, I was explaining the idea of chronic inflammation and what contributes to chronic inflammation. These oils and the sugars and the refined carbohydrates all create inflammation, cellular inflammation, which burns the cells. So they're microscopic. You can't see them. It is phenomenal exactly what happens. Inflammation. That's why holistic physicians and even medical science of all sorts says that chronic inflammation is the source, is the creator of all disease. Spell the word all.
Right.
That means A-L-L in capital
right.
letters.
And you know,
all, every
yes.
form of heart disease and dementia and psoriasis and whatever the disease is created by chronic inflammation, which
burns
the vital
function. And he quotes that the other studies confirmed all of these results, showing that individuals with adequate levels of super pure omega-3 fish oils had far better outcomes from anything, even from COVID, influenza, any viral infections. All of that was helped by this, and they go on with this type of thing. Epidemiological and clinical trials demonstrated the omega-3 fatty acid fish oils play a huge risk in the risk of cardiovascular disease. We've reported that many times. Those with risk factors associated with coronary heart disease hugely benefit from the super pure omega-3 fats. Supplementations reduced heart and all-cause mortality, that's death from any cause. In one study of 80, and he quotes the study, of 84,688 nurses who were followed over 16 years, those with the highest intake of the super pure omega-3s had the lowest risks of coronary heart disease.
That's beautiful.
Can you believe
That's
that?
Wonderful.
And Harvard doctors quoted that thing also, how important that was. Good grief, right?
So Hippocrates was right. Let food be your medicine, okay? Well, again, as I mentioned earlier, Hippocrates had real food. It wasn't the food industry in Hippocrates' era. It was the full nutrient value of food as it was harvested or gathered or garnered. We don't have that anymore. What we have are synthetic oils. We have synthetic flavorings, synthetic texturizers, synthetic, and that ain't nutrition, folks.
You know, sometimes I would never want to leave Maui, you know, but sometimes when you keep on realizing how European doctors have been use nutrition and use nutritional supplements to address all of the issues rather than the drugs that we use in this country, because the drug cartel runs this country. That is the truth.
That's all government supervised.
But one of the main nutrients that has been used by the top physicians across the boards in Europe has been, and this is the point that they make, acetyl L-carnitine. Mm-hmm. Acetyl passes the blood-brain barrier, the barrier of the heart, and all the different things that it does. And it's been a leader in Europe by all the doctors, the top doctors that deal with that, for the heart, the brain, and also helps the liver, too. Acetyl L-carnitine's wealth of benefits, and this was written up, okay, just 2 months ago by Dr. Russell Blaylock, M.D., okay? Dr. Russell Blaylock, M.D., in his report. Acetyl L-carnitine produces critical phospholipids, fatty acids, needed for cell membranes and for efficient brain function. As we age, levels of these phospholipids, fatty acids, in the brain decline. In addition, acetyl L-carnitine allows the brain to use fuels other than glucose, mainly fatty acids and ketones. This is critical during conditions such as starvation, severe hypoglycemia, a condition that affects 50% of the population, says Dr. Blaylock. Diabetics dependent on insulin injections frequently develop episodes of hypoglycemia, often severe. It is the ability of the brain to switch to these alternative fuels that prevents diabetics from dying or suffering severe brain damage. Acetyl L-carnitine protects peripheral nerves, that's the nerves all through the body, the spinal cord, and the brain against a number of harmful pathological events, including trauma, loss of blood supply, ischemia, loss of oxygen supply, hypoxia, chemical toxins, immunotoxicity, and seizures. The compound acetyl L-carnitine, ALC, has also attracted a lot of interest for preventing and treating neurodegenerative diseases such as ALS, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's.
ALS is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis,
right.
Scar
tissue. In addition to these benefits, says the doctor reporting, acetyl L-carnitine has shown effectiveness for protecting hearing, vision, balance, memory, learning, and muscle strength, as well as improving behavior.
And isn't it wonderful that the brain has the capacity, the talent, the ability to restrict what comes into the brain tissue. And the brain puts up there's a blood-brain barrier, which all nutrients must either be accepted or rejected by the blood-brain barrier, okay? And the blood-brain barrier says to acetyl L-carnitine, come on in, we've been waiting for you guys. What does it say to L-carnitine? L-carnitine, go away, we don't need you here. No, we don't need you here. The brain has an ability to recognize and defend itself from the negative factors in your blood. And acetyl L-carnitine is accepted with wide open arms, as is R-alpha-lipoic acid, which is remarkable for your eyes and your brain and your neurotransmitter activity.
And we've reported, too, that there have been huge reports, European and all, that showing that the acetyl L-carnitine actually regenerates damaged nerve tissue in the legs, the arms, and everything.
Right.
Reduces the pain and reverses a lot of that nerve tissue destruction. Great nutrients, we have them at Alive and Well because we know how important that is for you. And just like we know how important it is for you to get these great nutrients, Alive and Well carries a vast array of these nutrients, getting you terrific prices and terrific organic compounds. They are there for you. And just as we get reports all the time about the magnificent results, instead of the toxic drugs that destroy the liver and destroy the body, of pain power, all the time we get the combination of great nutrients, which we will talk to you anytime we want to talk about that, because that got me, that saved me and saved my life and saved our daughter and a zillion other people.
And we always report the scientific results. We are not doctors.
No.
We don't play doctors.
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
And again, remember, call us, 877-4950. That's the Alive and Well number, 87, for any of our wonderful services. You can call and we can have everything ready for you at the Broth Cafe. You can have parties. Don't eat garbage. Don't eat crap. Enjoy the magnificent magnificent food. We'll have it all ready for you. It's all there. And you can call the 877-4950 because remember, you know, we're not doctors. Don't pretend to be. But we love to sit and share in a very comfortable area. Great, important. And you can make an appointment with Dennis or with me. There's no charge. But it's great if you make an appointment. Because then we're not talking to somebody else or busy doing something else. We're there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.